So, whose idea was global government anyway?
But they've got one thing in mind, that the world would be one. That the world would be one, one ruler, one empire, one government, one world everything. When you've got the billionaires behind the scheme, it's going to happen eventually.
Today, we are replaying Jan Markell's DVD message, Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order in Bible Prophecy. With so much conversation about a coming one-world government, thanks to the corona crisis, this message is more timely than ever. Here is Jan Markell.
Welcome to the program, and as my regular listening audience knows, I've spent several programs this spring examining the rush to the one-world system, now on overdrive thanks to coronavirus chaos. Today, I'm going to replay my DVD teaching, Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order in Bible Prophecy. This looks at the players, organizations, and schemes of those folks, actually going back 5,000 years, as thousands of global elite try to establish a godless one-world system.
Well, greetings, folks. I'm so glad you could join me for this updated presentation. Actually, I made this over 2 years ago, and circumstances have changed so much in just 2 years that I felt I needed to update it, the New World Order. And the New World Order, it's just really a code word for one world system or one world government. And we know that the Antichrist is going to rule over that. The Bible talks a lot about that, the Antichrist agenda. And I think what's interesting is he's been trying to build that kingdom for almost 5,000 years. Now, we'll look at some of the elements involved in the building of that kingdom. He's used a lot of tools. Satan has used a lot of tools to try to build this kingdom. Just a few. He's used secret societies. I'm going to reference some of them in this presentation. He's used communism. He's used socialism. He's used the dozens of organizations such as the United Nations. We can't even get into them all. There are so many. He's used international banking. I'll reference several of the banking institutions. He's used the open borders crowd to try to further his agenda. He has used Christian front groups to try to further this globalist one world agenda. He's used the media. He's used education outfits. And he's used kind of a new term, the deep state. These are just some of the tools of Satan that I call exactly that, some of the vehicles that he has used to implement his New World Order, one world system. There are two things in the way, hugely in the way. One is obviously America, and the other would be Christianity. And that is why there is such a war on both. Just another couple of comments here before I move on, because man always promises peace and prosperity, such as what's supposedly in this New World Order, one world system. He can never produce it. Mankind always has wanted relief from pain, whatever's going on in society. He always wants that to go away, and he's always looking for people and organizations to make it happen. And that's why the idea of a one world government, in other words, if you have a one world government, won't all poverty go away? Won't everyone be paid the same amount of money? Everyone will be equal. It sounds wonderful. Of course, it won't work. Satan makes it sound like it will work. Only God can make it be successful, because mankind's heart is way too dark to make this work. I got very interested in this globalism and the one world, new world order system, I think for a long time, particularly during the 2016 U.S. election, because there we had the ultimate in globalist, in Hillary Clinton versus nationalist Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has said on numerous occasions, he said, we will no longer, speaking for himself, we will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism. So that threw a terrible monkey wrench into the plans of the globalists, because he meant what he said. His opponent, arch global, how much more of a globalist than Clinton Global Initiative? So we had these two clashing during that run-up starting in 2015 and 2016, culminating in the victory of a nationalist over an arch globalist, which I think was absolutely fascinating. As Donald Trump always says, I am looking out for Pittsburgh, not Paris. In other words, he's focusing on American issues rather than global issues, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, pretty much the same philosophy. Now, because of this, the globalist community here out of Breitbart, New York Times columnist, happens to be Thomas Friedman, pleads with globalist billionaires to save the nation from Donald Trump. And who is down there in a corner but a globalist for the last 50, 60 years? Henry Kissinger. So they're pleading with the world's money people to please save the world. Save the nation first. Let's save the nation from a guy who is America first, a nationalist. Let me just clarify here, because on the one hand, we're told what globalism is, and then on the other hand, what it really is. We're told that globalism is just a nice, all cultures learning how to live together and appreciating one another. What could possibly be wrong with a philosophy like that? What globalism really is, truly, it's men meeting in dark, smoke-filled rooms, plotting, scheming to make the world one, a one-world system. It's very nefarious. And as we move through this presentation, I'm going to have to actually sort of apologize, because the people and the players are very dark. They're very dark. Do they know they're preparing a world for Mr. Antichrist? I don't know. Some may, but some may not. Now, I'm going back to sort of where it began, and that would be it began back in Babylon, and that was a huge act of rebellion and pride back in Babylon, Tower of Babel. They became their own god, and what did God do? He shut it down. He said, this isn't a great idea, guys. And he scattered them around the world. He confused the languages. And these same seeds of destruction are built into every effort for a new world order ever since. The seeds of destruction are built right into it because it's not God's idea. Nimrod was the first globalist. I want to spend just a moment on this because this is sort of an artist's rendition of that Tower of Babel in Nimrod's time. But this is actually sort of a promotion piece promoting travel to Europe. Many tongues, one voice. And you can see a crane there, so Europe is still being built up. And this is artwork from a Peter Bruegel painting I'm going to show you in a minute. But those stars above this are all pentagrams. Those are actually satanic stars. So right away, whether or not the Chamber of Commerce here knows they're promoting it this way, I have no idea. And then we get to the actual picture here of Peter Bruegel's painting goes back to the 1500s, mimicking the Tower of Babel. Because mankind has, even though God said, enough with you, I'm going to scatter you, this is a horrible idea you've just had. People want to maintain this idea. So this picture was painted in the 1500s, and then we come up to modern times, and next to it, the EU Parliament building in Strasbourg is based on that painting of Peter Bruegel from the 1500s. So they're trying to keep the idea of Babylon alive, even though it was a terribly failed concept, let's put it that way. Now, Europe. Let's spend just a moment on Europe. I believe the Antichrist is coming out of Europe eventually. He may be there as we speak. Very likely is. But Europe on the brink of collapse. The empire's European castle of vassals is crumbling right in front of our eyes. It's true. Europe is crumbling. Part of it is that the immigration system hasn't worked here in the last 10 years or so, but Europe is reeling. A recent Time magazine, The Unraveling of Europe. I think this is very significant. Europe is being readied for the Antichrist. How nationalists are joining together to tear Europe apart. Polish experts, Europe is at the end of its existence. Western Europe is practically dead. And it's true for various reasons. I think one of the biggest reasons, Europe threw God out 60 years ago. And when you throw God out, there are terrible consequences. It is on the verge of being absolutely almost shut down. So what the globalists did in 2017, they got a hold of a young man. His name is Emmanuel Macron, president of France. and he won his election in 2017. I believe he's the pick of the globalists to bring Europe sort of back together. The globalist empire strikes back with Emmanuel Macron. Very, very interesting fellow. Even the Gateway pundit says his impact on the world could be massive. They have him walking on water. Just exactly what his role in that magazine asks, if he's Europe's savior. So we have Europe in turmoil. They put forth a savior, Emmanuel Macron. I believe the Antichrist comes out of Europe, not saying it's Emmanuel Macron. He certainly is a forerunner at the very least. And whether or not he's the actual Antichrist, I doubt it highly, but you never know. Let me just read the primary couple of verses from the book of Revelation that talks about the coming one world system. Revelation chapter 13, verse 6, it opened its mouth, that's the beast, to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them, and authority was given it over every tribe, people, and language, and nation, and all who dwell on the earth will worship it. All tribes, all people, all languages, all nations are worshiping the beast who has a rule over the entire planet. And the war against the saints are the people who come to faith during the tribulation, because the church is gone, absent during the tribulation. But this is where this global government is spelled out most clearly in just these couple of verses. You find it in the book of Daniel as well. You find it in other parts of Revelation, particularly chapter 17. I'm going to take you quickly through kind of a history lesson as to some of the organizations that have played into the global scheme. And I could start going all the way back to Knights Templar. We're going to move up quickly, though, to the 1700s to modern time, just in the interest of time. I'm starting with the Freemasons. They're a very dark organization, a very dark group, and they were globalists and they remain globalists. They're one-worlders. And we move up into the next century and we have the Rosicrucians. And their purpose was to bring together a one-world system. And we keep moving up into the 1700s. We have the banking families starting in about the 1700s. Meyer Amschel Rothschild, and he gave it to his five sons. And the idea was to create global government through the banking industries. And that is going on until this day, believe me. Rothschild, well, he kind of teamed up with a fellow by the name of Adam Weishaupt in 1776. These two empires sort of conspired, if I dare use that word, and they thought, well, can we take over the world, make it one? That was their hope, that was their goal. They formed, at least Adam Weishaupt formed in 1776, the Illuminati. You hear that term all the time. It's conspiratorial, it's a very dark organization. Won't go into details, but the goal, again, of the Illuminati is a new world order. That's just code for a one-world system, the Antichrist system, the Antichrist empire.
If you just joined me, this week I'm playing my DVD teaching, Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order in Bible Prophecy. It is complemented by almost 100 PowerPoint slides. You can find this in my store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or just give my office a call. It's also in my print and e-newsletter.
Coming into the late 1800s was the Rockefeller Empire, John Rockefeller, and more recently, one of his sons, David Rockefeller, certainly the most prominent globalist of our time, passed away very recently. In the background, you see Henry Kissinger, who's never given up on one world government. But just a word about the Rockefeller Empire, because they have been so powerful in this whole rush to one world, and particularly in more modern times, David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller was the prominent promoter and creator of what's known as the Council on Foreign Relations back in 1921. He was just getting his empire going, taking it over from his father, John Rockefeller. And David Rockefeller put together what's called the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921. Probably the biggest, next to the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the biggest contributor to global government. And Carol Quigley here from Georgetown University says this. He said, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which originated in England and believes national boundaries should be obliterated and a one-world rule established. So that was the goal of the Rockefellers going all the way back to the 1920s. In order to successfully bring America into the one-world plan, you had to have what they ultimately would call the Federal Reserve Bank, which is neither federal nor reserve. It's a private bank, but it controls our money. It created inflation. That was created in 1913. America could not be dragged into the one world system without this Federal Reserve, which came along in 1913, a very corrupt outfit that we have no say in. There's no auditing of it. It's really a scheming type of an organization that we have no say in controlling. Moving up a few years, 1919, as a result of World War I, came the League of Nations, the goal, global government. Because they're dealing with World War I here, how do we prevent this happening again? One world government. That was their hope. That was their goal. Moving on a few years, and we have World War II. At the end of World War II, the United Nations comes along in 1945, because we can never have another war like World War II, can we? How will the world survive? This organization comes along with the idea, no more war, no more poverty, nothing. The United Nations will fix everything. Now, I just want to throw in a few more comments. We could spend hours on the UN, we're not. But I want to mention some offshoots that have come along more recently. And that would be, and again, these are all efforts on the part of globalism, one world. Agenda 2030 came along September of 2015. The UN launches a new universal agenda for humanity. It will end global poverty. Again, see, the idea of one world is we get rid of all problems. We have one ruler, we have one central government, all the world's problems go away. Universal health care, gender equality, which is now, of course, the rage. Solve all of humanity's problems. This is Agenda 30. This is part of the United Nations. This came along as recently as 2015. It could bring about utopia. Mankind can't bring about anything that works. Only Jesus Christ can do that, and they shut him out. Another angle here is sustainable development, part of the United Nations, part of Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. And this is more recent, the organization founded in 1945, but these goals, these sustainable development, et cetera, 2030, Agenda 21, these are in the last 10 years. The mindset is let's have one world that will solve all of our problems. The game changer was the United Nations Sustainable Development Summit 2015. Again, the idea is let's get everybody out of the suburbs, move them into downtown, give them an apartment of 300 square feet, get rid of your car. This is the goal of organizations and the Sustainable Development 2015, and a dozen sort of offshoots of this. None of it will work, but again, they keep coming up with schemes. They keep coming up with ideas that will fix the earth and make it absolutely perfect. We're going through some organizations that have been trying to create one world. The Bilderbergs came along in 1954. The European Union was birthed out of the Bilderberg, and their goal was global government. They're open about it. They meet to this day. They want one world system. They want the Antichrist system. In 1968, the Club of Rome came along. It divided the world into 10 regions. The world of prophecy got excited because they thought, well, is this perhaps the 10 kingdoms talked about in the book of Daniel? I don't think so, but nonetheless, Club of Rome came along in 1968. Their hope and goal was that the world could be one. One government, one ruler. All of this, and it goes back to Babylon. Remember, they've been trying for 5,000 years, and they come up with one scheme after another. Of course, none of them will work. In 1973, Trilateral Commission, we have David Rockefeller back in the picture again, not that he ever left, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, they came up with this trilateral, that is cooperation between North America, Western Europe, and Japan. But the goal is one world. One world, single government, with David Rockefeller involved, why would it not be all about one world? They never give up. They keep trying. Just a good word here about Representative Larry McDonald. back in the 1970s. He kind of got wind of all of this. He began to realize there really was a conspiracy. It's a legitimate word here. There really was a conspiracy. And he came out and he said this. He said, "The drive of the Rockefellers and their allies is to create a one-world government combining super-capitalism and communism under the same tent, all under their control." Do I mean conspiracy? Yes, I do. "And I'm convinced there is such a plot, international in scope, generations old in planning, and incredibly evil in intent." This man nailed it. And in 1983, his plane was literally shot out of the sky, killed hundreds of other passengers, and his wife said he was going to, within days, reveal this kind of a globalist scheme. Somebody got to him, shot the plane out of the sky, and killed hundreds along with him in 1983. They don't want this plan revealed, even though it's kind of hidden in plain view. They're pretty open about it, but some people, like this McDonald, was very, very blunt about it. "Do I mean international in scope, generations old in planning? It's incredibly evil in intent." And he pointed to the Rockefeller Empire. Going back to the 70s, Henry Kissinger, "The New World Order cannot happen without U.S. participation. Yes, there will be a New World Order, and it will force the U.S. to change its perceptions." They keep using the term New World Order. Sounds conspiratorial. I didn't make it up. They've used this for centuries. We're going to see how many more in modern time are using it. Again, David Rockefeller, he's still in the picture in the 90s. He said in 91, "The world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards world government." The passion here, at least, of the Rockefellers, Soros, so many others that follow in lockstep with them, is one world, one government, one single ruler, one world currency, but one person in charge of it all. Now, Rockefeller said in 2003, still on David, as I said, he recently passed away in the last 5 years. He said in 2003, he said, "Some even believe we belong to a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will, and if that is the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it." So he openly admits, the Rockefeller Empire here openly admits, that at least he, as one of the more contemporary representatives of the family, been passed on now to others in the Rockefeller Empire, that they are proud of the fact that they want a global political and economic structure. Mr. New World Order himself, George Herbert Walker Bush, "It's a big idea, a new world order. Only the United States has both the moral standing and the means to back it up." He was one of the most enthusiastic promoters of a one world system, of a one world government, of one world everything. He thought, and he said in one of his speeches, the United Nations needs to head it up. And he went on to say that with the UN in charge, we're going to have heaven on earth, basically. That was the sort of the mantra of George Herbert Walker Bush, one of the arch globalists of modern time, for sure. In a message like this, I can't leave out the Vatican because it plays such a huge role. And Pope Francis, he calls for a new global political authority to save humanity. It's always the sky is falling, some kind of tragedy is going to happen, and I'm going to show you how they're going to use the environmental movement in just a minute. Pope Francis has been one of the most vocal calling for, in order to save humanity, we have to have this one world government, this new world order system. Pope Francis calls for one world government, attacks border walls and national sovereignty. He's the globalist globalist. He really is. I believe a pope will very likely be a false prophet, as spoken of in the book of Revelation, whether it's him or a successor of his. By the way, he says in this article, Pope Francis made a strong new push for globalism, calling for a supranational, legally constituted body to enforce UN sustainable development goals and implement climate change policies. He goes on to say that when a supranatural common good is clearly identified, there is a need for a special legally constituted authority capable of facilitating the implementation. He wants one person to implement this whole plan. I don't think it's him, but he's really calling for the Antichrist, whether he knows that or not, I have no idea. He's called the Vicar of the New World Order. That's kind of just a little catchphrase that he's been given. People have caught on that he's the arch globalist, probably on the planet today. He really is. Along with this fellow, globalist in chief, George Soros. He says the main obstacle to a stable and to a just world order is the United States. So George Soros, going back to when he was 14 years old, he was in the Holocaust, but he was aiding the Nazis at the time, even though he's Jewish. So he's got kind of a checkered history, and with his billions, he's able to actually throw entire governments around the world and then sort of take control of their currency. But he's globalist in chief. He, along with the Rockefellers and a few others, I think, have been the primary movers and shakers for this kingdom that's trying to be birthed, and will be eventually. Globalist billionaire cabal, and I recently kind of talked about this on air when I actually had Michelle Bachmann on air with me recently, and she referred to this globalist billionaire cabal. They have incredible power, and they do want the world to be one, whether it's Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, George Soros, Jeff Zuckerberg. There are more who belong to this billionaire cabal, but they've got one thing in mind, that the world would be one, that the world would be one, one ruler, one empire, one government, one world, everything. When you've got the billionaires behind the scheme, it's going to happen eventually.
Our goal here at Olive Tree Ministries is to keep you informed from a biblical perspective. If we have helped you do that, send us your feedback through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries in Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. More with Jan Markell in a moment. We are carrying Amir Sarfati's new book, The Day Approaching, an Israeli's message of warning and hope for the last days. The book looks at the plans for the world, the church, Israel, and for you. As we look at the turmoil of our times now, many are asking if we are in a run-up to the very last of the last days. Tribulation events are casting a shadow on the church age. We have global events, including locusts, plagues, pestilence, and natural disasters that are of biblical proportion. Could God be sending warning signs to both the world and the church? In the Bible, Jesus spoke about the signs that would make it clear His return is near. Learn what those are and how they are evident today. As a native Israeli believer, Amir Sarfati has a distinct perspective that weaves biblical history, current events, and Bible prophecy together to shine the light on the mysteries about the last days. Find this compelling book in our online store at olivetreeviews.org, that's olivetreeviews.org, in our print and e-newsletter, or call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444.
The right kind of world government, it's on the horizon. Some other things have to happen first, but it's called the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And that's the person that all of these conspirators have left out since Babylon, God.
We know how busy you are today, so we offer alternate ways of listening to our program if you miss the radio airing. If you are visual, watch the program on our YouTube channel at hischannel.com. or at lightsource.com. Catch the podcast on our website, olivetreeviews.org, that's olivetreeviews.org, or at oneplace.com. Sign up for the oneplace.com mobile app and have the program downloaded every Saturday morning. Here is Jan Markell.
Now, I want to say just a word here about the border situation. We've seen Europe come undone because of immigration issues. It's literally, this is what's tearing the world apart, our border issues. It's what got Donald J. Trump elected in 2016. And will a wall ever be built? I kind of doubt it, because the powerful globalists are not going to allow it, because walls don't allow the world to become one, very simply. But let's look at that for just a minute. This was an article I happened to see. 10 reasons globalist elites won't let Trump build the wall and protect America's national security. Indeed, it's the globalist empire that is preventing and trying to discourage walls and borders everywhere, even though they work. Israel, perfect example of how they work. But let's just take a look. When you see these migrants trying to enter the United States, don't you wonder just how some of their basic human needs are being taken care of? Food, medicine, things like that. Somebody's got to be meeting their needs, or there'd be casualties, thousands along the way. Well, along the side, you can see there are indeed those that are participating with this. It's a scheme. You look into it a little bit more deeply, and you find out that it is the United Nations. The United Nations wants no walls, no borders. They want the world to be one. So the UN Refugee Agency and UNICEF, along with those that are coming from Central America into America, totally destabilizing the United States completely with immigration problems, all by design to weaken us so that we will fall eventually into the one world system. So it's the United Nations that's a part of this. And then the UN is directly assisting the erosion of our sovereignty at the border. Why are we still funding it? And that's been the question, I think, of the hour for probably decades. Why do we still fund it? The whole border crisis is so contemporary, and it's urgent, and it's playing into this scheme of the one-worlders, because they want no borders, no walls anywhere. Barack Obama, chief globalist. The world is more interconnected than ever before, and it's becoming more connected every day. Building walls won't change that. In a sense, there's some truth to that. Building walls actually will change a whole lot. It makes people safe. But the globalists don't care. They don't care if people are safe. They do not care. They just want the world to be one. They're preparing the world for the Antichrist and his kingdom. Spend an extra minute here, if I could, on the environmental movement. And I'm going to use a term, and I use it cautiously, but the environmental movement, those in leadership anyway, have become the useful idiots of the globalist agenda. Now, I'm not saying we should not be taking care of the environment. We should. The Bible tells us to, but not the way these people are trying to go about it. When Mikhail Gorbachev stepped down from leadership some decades ago now, he immediately formed an environmental group, and that would have been the Green Cross. And he said, the threat of environmental crisis will be the international disaster key that will unlock the new world order. He said that back in the 90s. So he formed the Green Cross, and he knew that the environmental agenda, pollution knows no borders, so let's have no borders. So this is the globalists ran into the heart of the environmental agenda. Can a one-world government protect our planet? Remember, if we don't get our climate under control, we'll all fry, and the planet will be completely destroyed. And as a recent politician has said, within 10 to 12 years, which is, of course, nonsense, because who controls the climate? Only God controls the climate. But they are useful tools, environmentalists. They never give up. In 2000 came the Earth Charter. It was all about environmentalism. The sacred Earth, it was, again, the environmental type scheme for global government pushed by Maurice Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, and Stephen Rockefeller. So the Rockefeller name still active. And they're using the environmental movement to try to bring about global government. In the year 2001, that Earth Charter, Environmental Earth Charter, was put into the Ark of Hope. Well, what does that look like? That's the parody here on the Ark of the Covenant, which Indiana Jones tried to find in that movie of the 1980s. So the Earth Charter of 2000 was put into the Ark of Hope in 2001. This is all environmentalist nonsense, But nonetheless, that's the tool they're trying to use. In other words, if we don't save the planet through the environmental movement, all of us will die here, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, in 10 to 12 years. 7 in 10 Brits support world government to protect humanity from global catastrophes. That's the mantra of those behind this movement. If we don't have world government, we're going to have some kind of a catastrophe. Now, the options, there are many, wars, lots of other things. But right now, they're all looking at environment as being the catastrophe that will destroy the world that only global government, one world system, can save. Antichrist system is the only thing that can fix the world. This was just on Breitbart, UN. Humans could cause extinction of 1 million species. Globalism will fix that. They keep saying mankind can stop the destruction through transformative change that could translate into globalism replacing national sovereignty and nations' self-determination. So only globalism can save the planet. And that's been their message now for a lot of years. The whole environmental agenda goes back to the early 1970s and Earth Day. It goes before that, but it became organized in the early 1970s, and they have not let up. Al Gore came along and tapped into it, Inconvenient Truth, which was an inconvenient lie. So then they have the Paris Climate meeting back in 2016, summer of 2016, and Donald Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement. And that's when he said to the whole world, when he pulled out of this climate agreement, he said, I have to look out for Pittsburgh and not Paris. In other words, I'm a nationalist, folks. I'm not interested in all the problems around the world. I am interested in solving the problems of America because, again, he's a nationalist, not a globalist. Again, a terrible monkey wrench thrown into the plans of the globalists, the one-worlders, Donald Trump. I believe there's been sort of a longing for a man with a plan, that's what I call it, a Mr. Fix-It to come along and fix the world's problems. Going all the way back, Arnold Toynbee, British historian, the nations of the world are ready to give the kingdoms of the world to any one man who will offer us a solution to the world's problems. Any one man. Well, there's one man on the horizon. We don't know his name. His role is that of the Antichrist, and all of these people are trying to get his kingdom built. But God keeps saying, you know, the time isn't right yet. For one thing, the church is still here. So as long as the church is here, you can't be an Antichrist. Another, Paul Henry Spock, going back to 1957, NATO. What we want is a man of sufficient stature to hold the alliance of all people and to lift us out of the economic morass into which we are sinking. Now listen, send us such a man and be he God or devil, we'll receive him. All the way back to the 1950s and before that, Arnold Toynbee, way before that, saying we need a man, we need one man. That's all we need if he's got the solution to the problems. That's all we need is one man, be he God or devil. The world will receive him. Once the church is gone, the world receives the Antichrist, who then implements this one world agenda, but not until the church is gone. Now, I want to spend just a moment. This happened the summer of 2016. I want to spend an extra minute on it. It is so significant what happened in Europe in 2016. It was the dedication of the Gotthard Base Tunnel. It was a ceremony. It was an 8-hour ceremony. And what makes it significant is it was a globalist ceremony. It was linking of a tunnel that went from various countries. I'll show you a map. And featured Baphomet. Baphomet is the symbol of Satan. This was an 8-hour globalist ceremony, but it was also satanic. I said at the beginning, these people are very dark. They're serving the Antichrist kingdom. They would have to be dark. This was an 8-hour sort of a choreographed program that was available on YouTube. I've watched all of it. It was shocking. It was stunning. This was the tunnel that went under a mountain. It was a 35-mile underground train that connected various countries. 8 hours of choreographed nonsense. But when you really studied it, it was a celebration of Satan. Okay, you say, so what? And that's going on all the time. Yes, but at this ceremony were many, many European leaders, some of them right here. They were at the ceremony. They were cheering it on. They loved it. I don't know if they understood what they were watching because it was so bizarre. But when you have a Baphomet marching around the whole ceremony, which is a symbol of Satan, I would think you figure out this is a very dark ceremony, and yet you've got world leaders who are celebrating because, again, these European leaders feel that however it comes about doesn't matter. If Baphomet brings it about, that's fine. We got to have one world. And so they participated in an eight-hour choreographed sort of a drama that took all day long, all of it on YouTube, and it was just shocking because it was so dark. But the world leaders loved it. They celebrated it. Part of the ceremony, this is the only picture I could find, it's very dark, was the celebrating of a slain lamb. They were celebrating the death of Jesus Christ because he's the one who comes against this kind of darkness. Somebody grabbed a picture of that woman carrying a slain lamb and not the way Christians would look at the Lamb of God who was slain for the sins of the world. They are celebrating the fact that these dark forces are trying to take over and triumph over the slain lamb. Again, this was an eight-hour ceremony. It was all about global government. It was all about one world. And the significance is European leaders there cheering it on, cheering it on. It's why Europe is so dark. It's why Europe is hopelessly dark and will never again be any kind of a light.
If you join me late this week, I'm actually replaying my DVD teaching, Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order in Bible Prophecy. It is complemented by almost 100 PowerPoint slides.
In our schools, brainwashing the kids, creating global thinkers for a global world, handed out in schools here very recently. This one dated 2018 and 2019. Let's educate the kids. Let's get them thinking like this. Let's get them thinking about the good things involved when it comes to one world, a single ruler, etc. Want to spend just an extra minute. Some of you who are following contemporary music, secular, would know of Celine Dion, very famous singer out of Canada. Celine is a New World Order gal. She's come up with a clothing line. She didn't design it. A couple of Israeli women designed the clothing line. She's promoting it, her New World Order clothing line. She's got, you can see, infants and toddlers here are the goal of bringing into the New World Order infants and toddlers, you know, go figure. Get them young with gender-neutral kids' clothing. Again, very dark. And just a few more pictures to show you her intent. And this is representative of the entertainment world and their thinking about globalism and one world. They want it, and they want it badly. And I'm here. This is part of their promotion. The all-seeing eye on the hand of this little girl being indoctrinated into this concept of globalism. A little, probably a five-year-old girl here. And then if you go to Celine's website about this clothing line, it's new. And this is what you look at. Now, why would this be the homepage of a website featuring children's clothing? Very, very dark. Let's get the little kids indoctrinated into this as young as possible. Celine Dion launches an Illuminati-esque gender-neutral clothing line. And then somebody said this. Agenda behind Celine Dion's gender-neutral children's clothing line is satanic. It is definitely satanic. There is a mind behind it, an organized mindset. We see Baphomet in here, again, a little child. The agenda of the One Worlders is to propagandize infants and toddlers, for Pete's sakes. And so Celine Dion is behind it, and she's this popular singer. She knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. Again, the pentagram stars on the clothing. It's just dark. That's all I'm saying. And I think it sort of crosses a line when you start targeting 2 and 3-year-olds. But this is, again, the globalist agenda. Now, they spell out their agenda on the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia. There they call for the population under 500 million return to one language. Let's go back to Babylon. Didn't work, but let's try it again. A new Ten Commandments. So this is what the globalists have This is the monument in Georgia, Georgia Guidestones. They have it all spelled out on the Georgia Guidestones. It's their plan for the one world system. The plan for the Antichrist system, it's on the monument there in Georgia. So they're very open about it. Remember, David Rockefeller said, am I thinking about a one world system? Yeah, I am, and I'm proud of it. So these people, keep in mind, they are proud of their idea. Some of them will say, well, it's going to solve all the world's problems. That's why we're proud of it. And I think most of them are proud of it because it's so dark, and they are very dark people, and they're serving a very dark savior. This just happened in 2019, the World Government Summit. This was in Abu Dhabi, I believe. What was interesting about this World Government Summit is that this was on the outside of the summit. New World Order forming under pagan temple of Baal arch. Let me spend just an extra minute on the Arch of Baal or the Arch of Palmyra, which is right there. ISIS destroyed the Temple of Baal, remnants of it, in 2015. And this Arch of Palmyra was a part of that Baal system that was in Syria. This is a replica. It's a 6-ton replica, so it's not a piece of plastic. So this replica of the Arch of Baal, which was total paganism and totally dark, that replica has gone all around the world. It was in New York. It was in Washington, D.C. in 2018. And it was right outside where they were meeting for world government in 2019, the Arch of Baal, the new world order forming under pagan temple of Baal arch. Breaking Israel news, that's their commentary, not mine. On the mind of even in the Arab world, now maybe they think their Mahdi is going to be in charge of it, but this was in the Arab world, and it was kind of a globalist convention back in early 2019. Bringing it up to, again, some of the newer members of Congress. We all are hearing about the Green New Deal, which is a globalist plan to destroy American sovereignty. It's a radical globalist plan that would, frankly, destroy society. It's nothing new. It's not a Green New Deal. It actually comes out of the Green New Deal was plagiarized from a 2009 United Nations Environment Program. In other words, AOC didn't come up with a new idea. It's an old idea, 10 years, 11 years old, going back to rethinking the economic recovery, a global Green New Deal. It goes back to 2009. It would indeed undo the entire world if it were to be implemented, but it is a globalist one-world plan. Russia just came out and said a new world order is being formed. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov declared today that Western liberal model of society is dying and a new world order is taking its place. So again, this term, new world order, it's been around for several thousand years. It's nothing more, nothing less than the Antichrist kingdom outlined in Revelation 13, also referenced in Daniel 11, other parts of Revelation. It's the coming one world Antichrist kingdom. The seeds of destruction are built into it. One world apart from God is not God's will. Jesus Christ must rule. So whether or not it is Babylon, won't work. Whether or not it is the United Nations, it won't work. Whether it's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it won't work. It's man's idea, man's plan. Whether it's the Green New Deal, it won't work. Because it's not God's idea. All will fail. All of the various efforts that I've outlined, and I've left out plenty because it would take hours and hours and hours to go over the entire scheme, going back to Babylon, to the present. All the schemes, they will all fail because the Lord Jesus Christ is not included in any of them. It won't work for some obvious reasons. Mankind has a corrupt heart. It's a very dark heart. Mankind will promise peace that he cannot produce. Mankind will promise all sorts of things he can't produce. And evil people are the architects. And that's what I warned you of from the very beginning of this presentation, is that very dark and very evil people are trying to implement all of this. And because of that, there's no way it's ever going to work. It's just simply not going to work. David Rockefeller said, all we need is the right major crisis. and the nations will accept the New World Order. Again, David Rockefeller, probably the primary player since the 1920s, passed away recently. The major player, some others as well, but he is the most influential. So what would be the major crisis that could bring this about? I think there are several options. I think one of those options could be some sort of a global financial catastrophe would easily bring about global government. Could be a terror-related event. What if there were 9/11s going off in 24 cities of the world at the same time? People would be so terrified, they'd say, yep, we need a single government to control this. It could be weather-related. Again, it could be environmental. It could be World War III. Maybe that's on the horizon. A major type of a global war would certainly, just as World War I caused the League of Nations, World War II, the United Nations, because world wars terrify the entire world. So World War III could bring about global government. But I maintain it's one event that will bring it about. Believers know it as the rapture of the church. When the rapture of the church takes place, it'd be any day, of course, with the church gone, the world in complete chaos, with millions and millions of people suddenly disappear, completely gone. Children, small children, not of an accountable age, missing. Perhaps parents left behind, terrified what's happened. Others who have lost loved ones. The world will be in complete chaos. And they will say, we need a savior. We need someone to have order out of this chaos that has just happened. Besides, they may not know what happened. They just know that planes are crashing and cars are crashing and people are missing. And I maintain that it is, and the Bible indicates that it will be the rapture that then brings on the new world order that they have been striving for. This is it. It goes by various names. The time of Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week. It's known as the tribulation. This seven-year period from which the church is absent is what the globalists have been striving to create for 5,000 years, since Babylon. This is it. Seven wonderful years of hell on earth. But they do get their 7 year of global government. They get it. They finally get their paradise. It doesn't work very well, according to the Bible. As a matter of fact, people will be praying that mountains fall on them to kill them. It will be so horrific, which is why God spares the church from this ordeal. But this is the globalist utopia. This is what evil mankind has produced. After 5,000 years of trying every organization, even children's clothing, for Pete's sake, all of this trying to implement a global system, and this is all they can come up with because God's been left out. Jesus Christ is left out. And because he's left out, this is all they can come up with. It's known as the tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble. Daniel's 70th week is the globalist utopia. Let's look at just a couple of Bible verses here as we close. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. Here's the key. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. God is in the heavens laughing at these fools that we've just looked at. He holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. He's going to establish his global empire in Zion, in his holy hill in Israel. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not really battling the Yes, it's David Rockefeller, and it's George Soros, and it's these earthly people. But it's the principalities and the powers that are motivating them to think that they can create paradise without God. Impossible. It's so impossible that every effort ends in ignominious defeat and ultimately the tribulation. One more verse here. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of the wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. So these evil men who have been plotting and scheming for 5,000 years, we're not to fret over these evildoers or be envious of them. They're going to wither like the grass. And what's going to come on the scene? Yeah, world government's coming, thankfully. It's coming. It's coming. The right kind of world government. The right kind of world government. It's on the horizon. Some other things have to happen first, but it's called the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And that's the person that all of these conspirators have left out since Babylon, God. Jesus Christ sets up his kingdom of earthly, perfect global government out of Jerusalem for the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. And even the animal kingdom finally settles down and they're not attacking one another. What a glorious time. It finally works.
I hope this teaching has been helpful. You can find the DVD, Hidden in Plain View, The New World Order in Bible Prophecy, in my online store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, or call my office Central Time. And let me just wrap it up by saying no system that is godless has been successful or ever will be successful in establishing global government. The God of the universe must be in charge, and that will happen during the millennium. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Once again, we have offered you the biblical perspective to our times. A one-world system is on the horizon, but it follows a terrible 7-year period known as the tribulation, from which the church is absent. Following that is the glorious millennium. Don't miss heaven, the millennium, or the new heavens and the new earth for the world. Name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today and enjoy eternity with us. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Or write us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. And always remember that everything is falling into place.